At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
We are dying over here. It is 119 degrees right now. But I just wanted to call in because, well, I haven't for a while. And something happened to me very recently. It's just kind of etched in my head. But I just listened to the episode where someone had called in with the haunted real estate story. And that is kind of my story going on. Currently, me and my husband, we are buying our first home. And as you know, I'm already a sensitive. My husband knows, and he's not a sensitive. But that's okay. If anything, it's good for him. So we've been house hunting for about a month. We found a house that we like. We did put an offer in, and we close on that at the end of the month. So yay us. And I did my research. The house is not known to be haunted. So good for me there. But anyway, so in the process of looking at houses, we had lined up a Saturday to look at 6 houses with my realtor. And it was me, my husband, and my son. And my son is 8. And we were looking, and you know, we saw some houses that were okay. Like, they needed a lot of work, and they just were not in a neighborhood that we wanted them to be. We weren't impressed, you know, with the neighborhood and the schools and stuff. So we're just like, no, we'll just keep looking. So the last house that day that we looked at was built in 1951. And it kind of looked like it used to be like a double wide at some point in time, but it actually didn't look that way inside. It just looked that way on the outside. So anyway, we come up to this house, and there's this long, long porch, and it goes all the way around the front from the carport all the way over to the back of the house. And I thought that was kind of neat, but just standing there waiting for my realtor to unlock the door, I got this really uneasy feeling, and I knew that this place, there's something going on here, because I honestly didn't want to go in, but I knew that I had to, because if I didn't see it, then I would regret it later. So anyway, we go into the house. As soon as we walk in, the living room had black tile floors. Like, literally, black and pink tile floors. Ugliest thing I have ever seen. And not only was it the ugliest thing I've ever seen, it just gave the room such a creepy vibe. Like, why would you put black floors in? I can understand, you know, dark wood floors, but not black tile. And the walls were painted like this rose pink color. And the kitchen was just, it looked creepy. And when I walked into the kitchen, the first thing I noticed, there's a scorpion in the sink. And now it was dead, but still, to me, that's omen number 2. The first one that I got was out on the porch. And so I walked back out into the living room area, and there's this long, long, hallway, like horror movie hallway. It just looked super long, and the black tile made it just dark and creepy. And when we went into the living room, I was looking around. There was a black widow spider on the wall that was alive. So, third omen for me. So anyway, I started looking down this hallway, and I was very, very hesitant on even walking down the hallway. Every time I would go to move, my feet just did not want to go. And I literally had to will myself to walk down that hallway. And I started tiptoeing like something was going to jump out at me. That's how creepy it was. So I start walking down the hallway, and my husband came up behind me, and he says, "Why are you walking so slow?" And I just shook my head. I didn't want to talk or say anything. And so there was a bathroom off to the right, and I looked in there, and it was very, very old, very outdated. Had a really old tub. And then across from there was a bedroom, and the floor had, it was a concrete floor, because whoever lived there, maybe it was tile or carpet, and they ripped it up. But there was a concrete floor, and you could see there was like a divot or something, like it was caving almost. It was really weird. So anyway, I walked in there, and it was solid when I was standing on it. Well, I felt something like someone breathing in my ear. It was really odd. And my realtor was with me, and she's like, "Wow," she's like, "this place is kind of rough." And I said, "Yeah, it really is." And meanwhile, my son's just like running circles in the living room because he's 8 and he's bored. So he starts barreling down the hallway. He gets halfway down the hallway and he stops. And I peeked out and I said, "What's wrong, dude?" And he says, "Mama, you don't see that?" And I said, "See what?" And I looked down the hallway to this other bedroom that was painted like this yellow color. And the way the sun was coming in the window, it looked like the room was on fire. It was really, really, it was kind of neat. It was kind of pretty. But the minute I walked into the room, the door slammed shut behind me. So I'm in this room by myself. Yes, it's daytime outside, but I'm in this room by myself. And I'm just like, okay, random wind draft blowing the door closed, whatever. But I started walking towards the closet, and as I'm walking towards the closet door slammed shut. And I was like, nope, we're done. I do not want to see anything else in this house. Now, I tried to open the door. It won't open. So I didn't panic. I was like, all right. So I centered myself and just kind of took a few deep breaths, and I was like, all right, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. You're going to get out of here. It's going to be fine. And just as I was putting my hand on the doorknob to turn to open the door, something grabbed my shoulder and got into my ear and whispered, "Get out. You are not welcome here." And then something just like punched me in the back of the head. And so I opened the door. At this point, I'm screaming because I was scared. I opened the door and I barreled down the hallway, and my realtor said, oh my God, what's going on? I said, we need to leave now. My realtor is a good friend of mine, and she knows that I'm sensitive, so she knew something was up, and we left. Well, when I walked out, we were standing in the carport, and she says, "Oh my God, what happened?" So I told her about, you know, Trevor had said, you know, "Hey mommy, do you see that?" And about what had happened in that room. And she said that she has shown that house to a few other people, and another woman had left very suddenly with kind of the same reaction. And my realtor knows, yes, I'm sensitive, and she also believes in that kind of thing, and you know, so she's very supportive of that. And she says, if you get a bad vibe, she says, if something's not jiving, then this is not the house for you. And my husband was confused. He didn't know what was going on, because that was the last house that we were looking at for the day. So we get in the car, and I start the car, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just gripping the steering wheel, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't move anymore. First, my body just wanted to stop, and my body just wanted to lay down and recover from whatever the hell just happened. My husband was sitting in the passenger seat, And he says, babe, what happened? He says, I know something happened. I know that look. And I said, can we talk about it later? And he said, sure. So start the car, the whole drive home, white knuckle on the steering wheel. I was creeped out, and I have not been that scared since the demon thing happened to me when I was 10 or 11. And I mean, the hair on the back of my neck was standing up. I was so freaked out. As soon as I got home, I blessed myself. I blessed my house. I blessed my son, my husband, and my car. I told my husband what happened, and he said, yeah, we're not going to buy that house. And I said, hell no. So I just wanted to let you know about my haunted real estate story. So I hope you guys have a good day. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.